Nancy and Dave Tom used to get their water from a city water supply. That was back when they owned a home in Tempe, Arizona. Like a lot of people in the area, they had a pool, plants that needed water year-round, and a green lawn out back. Not exactly a desert scene. It took a lot of water to support their lifestyle, but life in Tempe was getting crowded, and when somebody rang their doorbell and offered to buy their house for almost twice what they paid for it, they jumped at the chance to move to a smaller town. They found a house for sale just outside of Apache Junction. It's a small city in the desert, about an hour's drive from Phoenix. The house is at the foot of a dry mountain range and has spectacular views. But the house didn't have city water service.
When we saw this piece of property, we pretty much fell in love with it immediately. And it was stated in the multiple listings that you did have to haul water and that the water trailer conveyed with the property.
To get their water, Dave Tom hooks up a trailer with a big plastic water tank. He tows the trailer about 4 miles into Apache Junction. There's a water filling station here. He gets about 90 gallons of water for each quarter dropped into the machine.
Well, I got my 4 quarters here. Well, we're going to put it in the vending machine and have at it.
He makes about 2 trips a week, so he figures they're using about 600 gallons of water a week. That's quite a bit less than the 6,000 gallons they were using in Tempe. Some of the things they did to cut back were obvious. Since they no longer had a pool and they didn't water a green lawn, that helped. But in their new place, they also bought a high-efficiency washer and dishwasher. And when they don't have guests around, they cut down on the number of times they flush the toilet. And they're not alone in trying to cut back on water use. Even their neighbors who have a well are really careful with their water. Phil Reinhardt lives just up the road. He's rigged up a system of gutters and pipes to catch rainwater.
You see, it drains the front of my house, and it comes down these gutters into these storage barrels. And then I have a little pump that I use and a 12-volt battery to pump my washing machine full. And then my washing machine then discharges out into my citrus trees. This is a lemon. Here, take a lemon back with you. And this is a grapefruit.
Reinhardt is careful with his water, and he's worried that the population boom will put a strain on his well. The tank on David Tom's trailer is full, and he tries to shut the water off.
All right, we'll push the shut-off button, and watch out, you're going to get wet. No, the shut-off isn't working. We're probably going to dump 25, 30, maybe 40 gallons of water, which to me is a shame. They need to come down and fix this.
A lot of this water spilling onto the ground has traveled a long way to get here. The Central Arizona Project pumps water from the Colorado River, 230 miles away.
Rather than a river that runs downhill by gravity, we're a river that runs uphill by pumps. We're the largest electric consumer in the state of Arizona.
Sid Wilson is the general manager of the Central Arizona Project. He says most of the water pumped into this region is used for farming. But with rapid development, that's expected to change. More water will be used to service the new homes sprawling out into the desert.
CAP right now provides 40% of the water to this area, 40%, and that will increase some over time.
Wilson says people are going to continue to move to the southwest, so future water supplies will have to be developed. Back at their home near Apache Junction, Dave Tom has finished filling up their underground storage tank. It's taken him 2 trips with the trailer. His wife Nancy says their new home has changed the way they think.
Life out here in the desert has given me a greater appreciation for water. There's a part of me that says this is how everybody should live in the desert, that they should have that awareness of their water usage and, you know, embrace the fact that you live in the desert rather than trying to change it into a lush, tropical paradise.
For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.